The views expressed on this program are not those of the station, but those of the sponsor, Cromie Live.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Bridget Kay, and I'm super excited because we have a new guest on the show today. We have Carrie Cromie from Cromie Law. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me, Bridget.
I love it. So this is your first time radio show.
It is.
So yes. I am so excited. And the great thing about the Pensacola Expert Panel is we cover, you know, a wide variety of topics. So we're going to be talking a lot about bankruptcy law today. And I always have like a little notepad. I'm always like taking notes whenever I have a first time guest, because I feel like I always learn so much. And that's the great thing, because our listeners are going to learn so much today. But I first want you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background and about your practice.
Thank you so much for having me on. This is such a good opportunity. I really enjoy it, and I've enjoyed meeting you guys this morning. I am, like you said, I'm an attorney in Pensacola. I have worked in and around bankruptcy law since around the time of the Great Recession.
Okay.
I became a lawyer in 2005, and then I started working at Legal Aid down in South Florida, and then the recession hit, and so we learned all about foreclosures and evictions and bankruptcy and how to help people who were stuck in that situation. And then the economy got better and things were going well. And I worked for a legal services organization up here in Pensacola, Legal Services of North Florida, which is a wonderful group of people.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They do really good work in the community. And we were able to focus on some other things while still maintaining a focus on consumer rights. And so trying to help people who had gotten into situations with title loans or co-signed on loans, or, you know, they'd gotten into debt and were having a hard time getting out. Some people who had been targeted by predatory lenders, things like that. And so I've attended some really good conferences around the country, and I've done some boot camp seminars and stuff like that to really kind of understand how to help people defend themselves when they get into a situation with banks and with lenders, and they're having a hard time paying for their debts and also for their regular ongoing necessities and things like that. And so last year I went into private practice with my husband, who's a criminal defense lawyer in town, Jason Cromie, and we're just trying to provide services to people who might have questions about whether they can afford, you know, their regular ongoing expenses and still maintain a really like a good lifestyle for their families. You know, some people have been really hard hit lately, especially as we know unemployment numbers are at record highs again. We're hoping that it all works out, you know, and that the economy and the situation improve quickly. But, you know, for some people who are maybe already on the edge, you know, we provide free consultations in our office for anybody who's struggling with debt and to talk about bankruptcy or foreclosure or evictions or something like that. And so it's great because we're able to meet with people and get to know them and kind of understand their situation. I meet with really interesting people who've had all kinds of interesting jobs, drivers, manufacturers, people who work in the restaurant industry, the healthcare industry, those kind of things. And so every day is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we try to focus on kind of helping people feel like they have opportunities to resolve their financial issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to invite any of our listeners, if you have any questions or comments, you can always give us a call or give us a text at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You know, sometimes when I think and I hear the word bankruptcy, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like the end all be all, like for some companies or some individuals. Is that always the case? Or I know you can climb out of it. Is that, I mean, from your perspective?
That is such a good question. So bankruptcy in general, a lot of times can have this scary, ominous sound
dun,
to
dun,
it.
Like, yeah. Bankrupt, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be the stigma, and it's almost like nobody wants to admit that they couldn't make it work. But bankruptcy is this great way for people to get a fresh start in life, and that's what that's the catchphrase with the bankruptcy. It's a way to get rid of debts on things that are no longer working for you and for your family. It can help people get rid of a tremendous amount of old old credit card debt, or, you know, if they co-signed on a loan and somebody else defaulted on it, or if they have a tremendous amount of medical debt. Bankruptcy can help you get rid of that, and it can help you maintain enough of your assets to keep going. Mm-hmm. So it can be intimidating because you have to list out all of your debts. You have to say everybody that you owe money to, and you have to say list out all of your assets. You have to talk about all the stuff that you have. We list this all on a bunch of paperwork. So when you come in and you meet with a bankruptcy attorney, a lot of times they'll have you fill out worksheets and stuff, and it's a good way to get a snapshot of what's going on in your life. What's your income? What are your expenses? What are your assets? Can you get rid of anything right now that might help unburden you? Could you use any of that to pay off any of your creditors, any of the people that you owe money to? You know, is it necessary? Did you fall behind on a loan and you're trying to catch it up? I have a lot of clients who come in and they had a gap in employment. You know, they were let go from one place, or they've moved here from somewhere else, and they've had a hard time getting right back into another job, or they had extra expenses that they didn't know about. And now they're in a better place financially, but, you know, if they defaulted on a loan for a little while, then the bank may say, sorry, we've called your note, and we can't work with you at this point. And so a bankruptcy is a good way to get the courts to allow you to start making your payments again. You can make your payments on the arrearage or the old debt. You can make your payments going forward again. And so we can work with people to decide what kind of bankruptcy do you need. There are actually multiple kinds of bankruptcy. And so this is where a lot of times I lose people, because it gets into the federal regulations of a bankruptcy. But it's interesting because there are different options.
Yeah. I actually am curious about that, because I didn't know there were, I mean, I'm sure there are, like, it's something, but it's never something that I've really explored. And I feel like some people don't understand, you know, the different kinds of bankruptcy. Again, 850-437-1620 is the number to call or text.
So to give a little bit of background on the different kinds of bankruptcy, there is a Chapter 7. That's what it's called because that's what it's labeled in the bankruptcy code. And a Chapter 7 is generally thought of as like a liquidation bankruptcy or straight bankruptcy. It's the simplest. You list out your income and expenses and your assets and your liabilities. And it generally takes anywhere from 90 to 120 days from the time your lawyer files the case until you're done with it. And the goal of a bankruptcy in general is to stop the collection calls. And if you're getting harassed by mm-hmm. your debt collectors and things like that, if it's really overwhelming, then the day you file the bankruptcy, then the bankruptcy court will enter what's called a stay order, under the automatic stay of the bankruptcy code. Your creditors are not allowed to continue to try to collect against you. With a few little exceptions. So that gives you some breathing room and some time to work things out. In Florida and in other states, well, in all states, but you are allowed to keep a certain amount of your personal property and your real property. In Florida, we're lucky because we have this homestead exemption that allows you to keep any equity in your homestead residence.
Oh, okay.
So you can keep your house. Even if you own it outright, as long as it meets certain requirements, if it's in the city or outside the city, that kind of thing. And as long as you've lived here for a certain amount of time. So then you can keep up to a certain amount of equity or value in your car, your personal property, those kind of things. We want to make sure that you get a fresh start. So you're not starting from scratch. You're not starting with nothing. You still have your personal possessions that you need in order to get reorganized.
Okay, and that's Chapter 7.
Correct.
That's okay.
Chapter 7. And there's also a Chapter 13, which is a repayment plan bankruptcy. So if you're thinking like, well, I don't need to wipe out everything and not pay on anything again, what I want to do is catch up my payments mm-hmm. that I may have missed, then a Chapter 13 bankruptcy can last between 3 and 5 years, and it allows somebody who's in debt to make payments every month towards getting back on track with those kind of things. So if you're facing a foreclosure or the repossession of your car, then a Chapter 13 bankruptcy is a good option to try mm-hmm. to help you catch up.
So it's not the end of the world. You guys are just, you know, helping people get back on track and have this fresh start into getting back.
Right, right. Yeah. And you can only file a Chapter 7 every 8 years and a Chapter 13 every 4 years from the time you get your discharge. A discharge is another key term in bankruptcy. What you're asking the court to do is find that you are discharged from any of those old debts that you can no longer keep up with. So those debts are wiped out. They cannot be collected from you again. Your creditors are prevented from coming after you for any of those discharged debts. And so that's really what enables you to move forward without any of that baggage.
All right, very good. Well, we do have our first text message question. Somebody wants to know, what is the best way to move forward, bankruptcy or debt consolidation?
That's a tremendous question. That's a great question. Debt consolidation is another path when you're dealing with a lot of debt. There are agencies out there, and if you pay that agency a lump sum, this is generally how it works, and I don't want to speak for all of them because we don't do debt consolidation. I will say generally, and I guess I should have said this at the beginning of the show as a disclaimer, that I can't give legal advice on air without meeting with somebody and forming that attorney-client privilege, and we're happy to do free consultations. So for anybody who wants to call the office, 850-483-1689, I'm happy to talk to you about things and go over actual documents and things like that. But a debt consolidation agency, generally speaking, will take a lump sum and will try to negotiate with your creditors to get them to take a lower payment amount in settlement of those debts. And that can be a good avenue for some consumers who have maybe unsecured credit cards and they've got enough money to do that. But we encourage people to strongly vet any debt consolidation agency that they work with. Unfortunately, after the recession, there were a lot of agencies out there who didn't have a stellar track record, and they would take the monthly payments, and then they'd either disappear or they were ineffective at getting that amount of debt paid down. So if you believe that I also, one of the things to consider when you're filing for a bankruptcy or when you're talking to somebody is how much unsecured debt do you have? You know, do you have less than $10,000? Do you have less than $50,000? How much is your income? How much can you catch up? Those are things to consider. So, you know, I generally speaking, for some people, $10,000 is a mountain of debt that they can't get out from under. But for some people, that's doable, and they could make those payments towards those. I would also say that you can call your creditors frequently and negotiate with them on a one-to-one basis. Call and say, you know, I've got this amount of money. Would you accept this in lieu of, you know, of the balance that I owe you? And that's free. And so you don't get charged for that. But debt consolidation agencies, especially those who are nonprofit and who are certified by HUD or these other federal groups, or who come highly recommended by the Better Business Bureau, may be worth a shot. And I believe that they also don't charge for consultations. Bankruptcy is a good idea if you're having a hard time, you know, making ends meet. You've got to pay rent, pay the necessities, pay the rent, pay for food, pay for your children's medical care, your own medical care. Make sure that those are getting paid. If you don't have the money left over to pay a debt consolidation company to pay back your old credit card debts, your old medical debts, the old things that are hanging around, then we recommend, you know, moving forward with a bankruptcy generally.
Absolutely. Well, give us a call. Give us a text, 850-437-1620. Although we're talking about your money and maybe you might be in some bad situations, you don't have to give us your name. You can just call in. You can remain completely anonymous. 850-437-1620. You know, we're talking about this in the way, in the wake of what's going on right now in the world. How have you seen things shift, or have things ramped up for you, or kind of what's the climate for your business right now?
That's also a good question. It has been a strong economy, and people are doing well. But for some people, they had taken on business loans, they had taken on debts, they were trying to get those paid back. They were close to the edge. Credit card interest rates are tremendously high these days. I think the national average credit card starting interest rate is 19%. And so for a lot of people, they had put expenses on a credit card or several cards, especially business loans. And if that business venture falls through, you know, then you're stuck. You're looking at these interest rates that keep climbing and climbing. And so for some, the pandemic has pushed them to the point where they're now comfortable filing. A lot of people, they want to wait. They want to see if they can get anything to work out. And for some people, this pandemic has just made it where there's less choice. And it's a, you know, it makes the path forward more clear. For others, I think there's still, you know, if we can get this back up and running anytime soon, then they'd rather try to push forward and not have to go through the filing process. And so we like to talk to people early. You know, if it's something that you're thinking about and you have lots of questions, then I'm always happy to do a consultation in our office or over the phone via Zoom or Skype or FaceTime or what have you, or at our office right downtown. We can meet and kind of go through, you know, what are you worried about? What do you have coming up? Do you have opportunities on the horizon? And just get to know somebody. And then if they get to a place down the road where they're thinking about it, then at least we've already got some background on things. So that's always a good part of the process. I will say it's been especially hard for restaurants and for small businesses in this area. There is a new bankruptcy provision or chapter for small businesses that was just passed in February of this year. Remarkably, it's the SBRA, the Small Business Reform Act. So it was passed in order to help especially small businesses reorganize under a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which has traditionally been used by, like, you know, the big retailers, the airline industries, these mega hospitals, like those kind of things. They're consolidating and they're getting rid of stores and storefronts and things. So that was always a really difficult process to go through if you're a mom and pop place or a chain or you've got a couple local spots. And so there is this new streamlined chapter, they call it a subchapter 5 or subchapter V, bankruptcy as part of the chapter 11. So that has helped a couple local businesses lately in getting through the process. I know a lot of businesses were able to get some of the PPP funding, the emergency SBA loans, those kind of things, which has really helped. But if anybody has a business and they're worried about that going forward, then we're happy to talk to them about those kind of issues too.
Okay, perfect. Like, how will bankruptcy affect the future of somebody's business if they file?
So generally speaking, when you file for bankruptcy, it stops the collection efforts, like we said, and it helps you kind of consolidate all of your resources and your assets and try to get all of your creditors onto one playing field. It can be really useful to that extent. Say you've got one creditor who's coming in and they're trying to get a bigger piece of the pie and strong-arming somebody, then a bankruptcy can help people slow the process down and make sure that everybody's treated fairly. All the creditors are treated fairly too. It can give you a chance to look down the road. You can make a 3 to 5 year business plan. You can make sure that you're paying your secured creditors. Those are the people who have collateral and you're paying against it every month. And your unsecured creditors, so maybe somebody that you owe a debt to, like a signature loan, or a personal loan or business loan. And then you can get certain issues worked out. Tax-wise, with the IRS, most taxes are generally thought not to be dischargeable, but you can try to get to some kind of agreements and work forward through that process. So it helps people get some breathing room. Helps stop the clock. This new bankruptcy for small businesses Chapter 11s have always been thought of as to be really expensive, high fees and things like that, and this one moves faster. Because you're not trying to reorganize 140 stores, but, you know, 2 stores. So it's faster to keep costs down, but it does still give you some breathing room. You can get rid of some leases. You can keep some leases. You can get rid of some costs and keep others, whatever you think to streamline your business.
Absolutely. And I know we're filled with small businesses here in Pensacola. And during the shutdown, I know we all tried to support as much as we can, but it's been hard and the need's been very great. So that's something that people probably here could take advantage of as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this just passed in February?
Well, I guess it was passed last year. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was like, how the heck did that just not conveniently happen? But that was pretty sharp timing.
And it was one of these things that was fantastic timing. It passed last year. It was the first real major bankruptcy reform since 2005 when Congress passed the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention Consumer Protection Act, BAPSEPA, which is a mouthful. So it was the first piece of legislation, and it just so happened to go into effect right before the coronavirus pandemic and everything was starting to shut down. And so it's new. We have one case in this area. Well, there are more cases now. But they so everybody's working through how the process goes and trying to streamline things.
Yeah. It's a process for sure. And I'm sure an interesting one at that. I know we spoke before we came on the air that there was one topic that you did want to cover and let our listeners know about.
Correct. When when all this started happening, Governor DeSantis passed an executive order saying that evictions and foreclosures would be on hold for a while. If somebody couldn't pay, that wouldn't be grounds to evict them. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't owe the amount of rent for these past few months, or that they won't owe the mortgage payments for the past few months. But he did state that there should be a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures because you don't want people living out on the street when there's a public health crisis. And we all understand that everybody's going through a hard time. And so that has been extended through July 2nd of this year. So if anybody is having a hard time with their rent or their mortgage and they're facing a possible eviction after July 2nd or a foreclosure after July 2nd, then we would also be happy to do a free consultation in the office with them. There are certain defenses to evictions and foreclosures. You know, you'd think, well, I haven't paid my rent, I'm just done. They're gonna file this eviction, and I'll have to get my stuff and find a new place and be out. And it is imperative, you know, that we find resources and that somebody tries to make good on rent and mortgage, because at some point they will come due. But you know, if you feel like your landlord's trying to just kick you right out or fast track this whole thing, and you want to talk to somebody about, you know, what you could say to the judge or what you could present as a defense to buy you some, to make sure that you land on your feet.
Yeah.
Then we're happy to talk to somebody.
Because I know before came on the air, we were talking about there's so much information out there, and we keep hearing. I mean, I think it's slowed down a little bit now, but I mean, in March and in April and even in May, I mean, just every day it seems like we are getting new information about something that's going on in the world and how is this going to affect you. And it affects everybody differently. But like you said, everybody's going through a hard time. I mean, some people are going through, and it's way greater than others. So you never really know what someone is going through, and it can be a lot of information to consume. So if you go see Carrie at Cromie Law, she can kind of break it down for you on a case-by-case basis of what you're going through, so you know exactly what you need to do and how you need to move forward. So where are you located, Carrie?
We are located at 212 West Cervantes Street. It's in the North Hill neighborhood downtown. And Cromie Law, call and talk to Joanne. She's my assistant, and she'd be happy to set you up with a consultation.
I love that you guys do free consultations, because sometimes you can be like, hey, you don't need to be seeing us. You need to go see somebody else, and you can point people in the right direction.
Definitely. I talked to somebody on Monday who called from Louisiana, and I referred him to another attorney in town. Or actually, a couple people, because it was an area that I don't do, and we're fortunate in this area. The other bankruptcy attorneys around here, I would trust any of them. They're great. So if you're not calling us, then call somebody else if you have these questions. I think everybody here just wants to make sure that you know, our neighbors are all financially okay.
Yeah.
It has been it's been so stressful, and every day seems crazier than the last. So, yeah, we just want to make sure you guys are okay.
And you handle organizations and individuals, so anybody can come and see you?
Yeah. And like I said, if I feel like, you know, somebody else may have more expertise in a certain area, then I'm happy to make a referral.
Okay, perfect. And you're doing everything via Zoom, everything virtual, or can you actually come physically to the office?
We are doing both. We are back open at our office. We have lots of Lysol and hand sanitizers, and you're welcome to wear a mask. We have been wearing masks for in office consultations. But we're also set up to work remotely, and we have Zoom capability and FaceTime, things like that.
Perfect. When you do have to go, the courts are not open now.
Well, so bankruptcy court right now is all being held telephonically.
Okay, that's probably interesting.
The courthouse, the local state courthouse, is open for some criminal hearings, for things like that. I think all civil hearings are either being postponed or held via Zoom with the judges. I had a hearing yesterday with a Zoom via judge.
Oh my gosh.
With a judge via Zoom.
A Zoom via judge.
Too much coffee.
Oh my gosh, it'll happen to you. Well, we have about 30 seconds left on the program, so I just want to make sure all of our listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Carrie Cromie with Cromie Law. Please give everybody your phone number and your website, all the good stuff.
Okay, our phone number is 850-483-1689, and our website is www.cromielaw.com. And my email address, if you want it, is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at CromieLaw.com.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Carrie, for joining us on the show today. If you missed any part of this segment, it's going to be available on our news radio website on our podcast page at NewsRadio923.com. What's going on, Mark?
The issue of renaming Lee Square now headed to the Pensacola City Council. Story after Fox.